This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, helps you build new habits for a healthier lifestyle. Check out The Noom Kitchen for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Biden says he strongly supports House Speaker Mike Johnson's package of bills that would provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, and other foreign policy priorities. Biden's urging the House of Representatives to pass the bills this week. A vote's expected Saturday. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on the details of the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan that Speaker Johnson has released.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving forward with a series of separate funding bills for key U.S. allies. Ukraine will receive roughly $60 billion, Israel about $26 billion, and Taiwan gets $8 billion to counter Chinese aggression. The package mirrors a Senate bill approved 2 months ago, but the Speaker decided to move the pieces individually to get around GOP divisions on Ukraine. The Speaker also added votes on border security and a national security bill. But it's unclear if some conservatives opposed to the package will try to block the bills from even getting votes on the House floor. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News, the Capitol.
Members of Congress are hearing from Nemat Manu Shafiq, the president of Columbia University, about her handling of anti-Semitism on campus in the aftermath of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel and the start of the war in Gaza.
Safety is paramount, and we would do whatever is necessary to ensure the safety of our campus. Because of those efforts, the vast majority of our demonstrations have been peaceful.
Shafiq and others came under scrutiny after faculty members made remarks about Hamas that were widely viewed as anti-Semitic. Shafiq was questioned about one tenured professor in particular who's still listed on the university's website. Shafiq condemned the educator's remarks. The NPR senior business editor whose public criticism of the network set off a firestorm of debate online has resigned. Uri Berliner announced his departure on the social media platform X. Covering the news industry, NPR's David Folkenflik reports on the essay that evoked both condemnation and praise.
Berliner said NPR had lost the trust of the public because it was almost uniformly covering the news through a progressive prism. He wrote the essay for the Free Press, an online news site popular with those who say the mainstream media is too liberal. Berliner argued NPR's coverage of former President Donald Trump, COVID-19, and other serious matters failed to accommodate conservative views, contrasting what he felt was a lack of viewpoint diversity with the network's push for a more diverse workforce. NPR suspended Berliner for 5 days for failing to get authorization for his essay and for sharing confidential information. Its chief news executive defended the network's news judgment and staffers against his critique. In his resignation, Berliner praised colleagues but said he had been disparaged by the new CEO, Catherine Marr. Her past social media posts and politics are currently being mined by NPR's conservative critics as fodder to call for her ouster. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR. Schools and businesses have been closed across the United Arab Emirates today after the country experienced about a year's worth of rain in one day. NPR's Aya Batrawi reports the flooding has disrupted travel at Dubai's International Airport, which is the world's busiest for international travel.
Videos posted online show residents yesterday sweeping rainwater out of their homes after a storm unleashed the heaviest rainfall ever recorded in the country since the start of data collection 75 years ago. That's well before the country was founded. Now, Dubai's high-end stores weren't spared either as rainwater gushed through the ceilings of malls here, and the runway also flooded at Dubai's International Airport. Emirates Airlines suspended all departing flights until Thursday. Now, despite some damage to cars, homes, and roads, the UAE's state news agency says the rainfall boosts the country's groundwater reserves. And rainfall in neighboring Oman is blamed for multiple deaths there, including 10 children swept away in a car on their way home from school Monday. Aya Batrawi, NPR News.
Some trouble for Alaska Airlines passengers this morning. The carrier grounded its fleet, saying its system used to calculate weight and balance for flights was not working correctly during a computer upgrade. The Federal Aviation Administration issued a ground stop advisory this morning that affected Alaska and Horizon flights. Alaska Airlines then urged customers to check the status of any upcoming flights. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points at 37,760. It's NPR.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.